Dr. Pamela Weibel is the founder of the Ideal Medical Care Movement, a national movement started in Eugene to build community design clinics. The model is now taught in medical schools and featured in Harvard School of Public Health's newest edition of Renegotiating Healthcare. Dr. Weibel is also the author of the new book, Pet Goats and Pap Smears, 101 Medical Adventures to Open Your Heart and Mind. And she's a frequent NPR commentator. Along with some of her celebrated patients, she'll be holding a free event at Tsunami Books in Eugene this Saturday, February 23rd, beginning at 5 p.m. She's here in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Pamela.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, in the ideal medical care movement, patients rather than doctors decide the answer to what the question of ideal medical care is. What key aspects of that have the communities come up with?
Well, no matter what city I'm in, people generally want a humanized experience. You know, they don't want to feel like they're stuck on an assembly line. And honestly, doctors don't appreciate that much either. The other thing that comes up is they want an integrative approach, meaning they want to know that the massage therapist is next door, they can get counseling and other sorts of holistic services. So they want it all integrated.
That makes a lot of sense to me after going through a fairly major medical experience some years back. I remember writing about it and saying, well, you know, talking to Congress instead of patients about healthcare reform is like talking to the wrong end of a horse. Would you pretty much agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could definitely have waited for, you know, a politician to come to town and run a town hall and then go back to D.C. and try to battle it out. But, you know, hey, I've got a medical degree. I want to serve the patients of Eugene, Oregon. And so why not hold a town hall meeting myself, listen to the people, put into action? Got 100 pages of written testimony, adopted 90%. We were open 1 month later.
Talk about that clinic here in Eugene and how that's spread across the country.
Well, I mean, other physicians are taking note. It's been written up in medical journals. My patients actually come with me and teach at medical schools. So this is definitely a national movement, and it's real fun to put Eugene on the map.
Can you talk about just how the experience might be different for patients coming to that clinic as opposed to a normal medical practice?
Well, they get seen exactly on their appointment time. If I'm even 10 minutes late, they get a gift, you know, as a way of me demonstrating that I value their time. And they get 30 to 60 minute appointments, so no rush. They can call me 24/7. They have my home number, my cell number. It's just 24/7 accessibility and listening and really being available, you know, to somebody, body, mind, and spirit.
In creating your book, Pet Goats and Pap Smears, you've gathered stories of inspiration from your patients over the years. And in the ones that touch you most, what is it about the patient's approach to healing that really inspires you?
Well, I'm actually learning a lot from my patients. When I put them in charge, it makes so much more sense. So it's just actually a very beautiful process to connect with patients and actually create treatment programs that are aligned with their values, not mine or an algorithm.
So then how is that reflected in how and why you practice medicine?
Well, I always went into this to serve the people, not to hold them hostage to a healthcare system designed by experts and consultants. So now I'm actually, my job description's been written by my patients.
And you've turned around to write that as one of the adventures in your own book, a story about why you're a doctor. You want to share that with us?
Well, actually, both my parents are physicians, and I was raised in a morgue. So I've been around death. I've been interviewing patients since I was very young. And so this comes very natural to me. There's nothing that disturbs me. I can see anything and not wince. And it's a very beautiful profession. And unfortunately, the soul of it has been lost over the years.
Is there anything from the book that you'd like to read today?
Well, I'd love to read Chapter 90, The Raw Truth. People often have a misconception that doctors are greedy and more self-serving and just, you know, I want to really share the heart and soul of a doctor. And so underneath the white coat, underneath the stethoscope, this is who you're with in the exam room. The Raw Truth. I often wonder, why am I a doctor? The truth is, I want to live in the real world, a world without pretense, a world where people can't hide behind money or status. Illness uncovers our authenticity. Doctoring satiates my need to be witnessed and to witness the raw, uncensored human experience. I crave intensity. Like an emotional bungee jumper, I live to inhale the last words of a dying man, to hear the first cry of a newborn baby, to feel the slippery soft skin in my hands, to cut the cord and watch a drop of blood fall on my shoe, to wipe a new mother's tears, to introduce a father to his son, to hold a daughter's hand as she kisses her father goodbye one last time. I am a doctor because I refuse to be numb. I want to live on the precipice of the underworld, the afterworld, to look into patients' eyes, to free fall into an abyss of love, despair, death, and then wake up tomorrow and do it all again. Maybe doctoring fills a hole, a void. I doctor for connection, to be needed, to be loved.
Dr. Pamela Weibel from Pet Goats and Pap Smears, her new book. She'll be at Tsunami Books at 5 p.m. this Saturday, February 23rd. It is one of the more hidden aspects of the health care crisis in this country that it's not only broken for patients, it's broken for doctors. And you need to make conditions better for doctors so that they don't do what my oncologist did and throw up his hands and rail at corporate medicine and quit and go duck hunting. It's really a crisis, isn't it?
It is. And actually, we've lost three physicians in Eugene to suicide within an 18-month period. And so this is a crisis. It's a crisis in Lane County. And I think we need to have a healing environment that serves both patients and doctors. And that happens when we put those two in charge, especially the patients.
And what's the best thing we can do as patients to influence the creation of true healthcare in this country?
Connect with your doctor at the heart and soul and realize you're talking to a human who has feelings.
And how will that be reflected in the event you're creating this Saturday at Tsunami?
Well, I'm celebrating some beautiful patient stories, and I think we learn best from stories, hearing what other patients have done and how we turn a medical appointment into a celebration of joy and love instead of a place of fear and anxiety.
Dr. Pamela Weibel, founder of the Ideal Medical Care Movement of Community Design Clinics and author of the book Pet Goats and Pap Smears, 101 Medical Adventures to Open Your Heart and Mind. She'll be hosting a free event at Tsunami Books in Eugene this Saturday, February 23rd, beginning at 5 p.m., in which she'll be joined by some of the patients she celebrates, and there'll be catered organic food from Park Street Cafe. Tsunami Books is at 2585 Willamette Street in Eugene and can be reached at 541-345-8986. More about the Ideal Medical Care Movement and its clinics at idealmedicalcare.org. More information about Pet Goats and Pap Smears and Dr. Weibel at petgoatsandpapsmears.com. Thank you, Pamela, so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.